Well, to America, and the Republicans' US presidential candidate Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic when he said Russia should look for thousands of emails his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton deleted from a private server when she was Secretary of State. His remarks prompted Democrats to accuse him of soliciting espionage by a foreign power. Speaking at the Democratic National Convention yesterday, President Barack Obama ripped into Mr. Trump for painting a picture of a fearful America.
And then there's Donald Trump. Don't boo. Vote. The Donald is not really a plans guy. He's not really a facts guy either. We're not a fragile people.
No, we're not.
We're not a frightful people. Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled. And the American dream is something no wall will ever contain. What we heard in Cleveland last week wasn't particularly Republican. And it sure wasn't conservative. What we heard was a deeply pessimistic vision of a country where we turn against each other and turn away from the rest of the world. There were no serious solutions to pressing problems. Just the fanning of resentment and blame and anger and hate.
Crossing now to the convention in Philadelphia and to our correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, hi there. This is quite a walk back from Donald Trump on these comments, which a lot of people liken to treason.
It is a walk back indeed, Susie. I should say that for the first time in my career, I'm now doing a live radio report accompanied by Sheila E. and a rather splendid Cuban band who are engaged in a spectacular sound check here in the arena. They'll be playing later on. An enormous walk back by Donald Trump, and damaging, I think, to him, because the Republicans yesterday said, oh, no, he's been misquoted. That's not what he said. What he said was that if the Russians had any evidence that could help the FBI, then they should provide the evidence to the FBI. But everybody has heard the tape. It's clearly not what Donald Trump said. Then people started saying, people around Donald Trump, including former Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich, this was all just a joke. It had been taken out of context by the news media. But it wasn't the news media that was taking anything out of context. It was Democrats here in Philadelphia who decided to jump all over what they viewed as a political own goal, assail Donald Trump, call this a national security issue, and they were then aided by a couple of newspaper editorials that described his comments as possibly treason. So this has become a huge opportunity for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama last night, and others to change the subject, stop talking about issues they don't really want to discuss, like the future of the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the irritation they have with Bernie Sanders supporters who occasionally have tried to disrupt this convention, and talk instead about Donald Trump.
And as for Hillary Clinton, with following on from people like President Obama and earlier on in the week, Michelle Obama, Bill Clinton, she's got quite a task ahead of her today.
Yes, I mean, really follow that. I mean, we had three electrifying speeches in the hall last night. Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, who as an independent, he's not a Democrat, urged undecided voters to take this election seriously and stop Donald Trump in his tracks. And then that soaring rhetoric from Barack Obama, a speech which, whatever your politics, I think is going to be remembered for a very long time to come. So Hillary Clinton tonight has to find her own voice. She's going to want, I think, to continue advancing the argument they've put across all week here. They're rebranding her. They're calling her, you know, the authentic candidate, the real candidate in this election, the champion of ordinary Americans who's ready to help improve the lives of Americans in a variety of different areas. The problem she's got, of course, is that she's been a fixture on the political landscape here for over 20 years. Many voters already have a fully formed impression of her, and for her to come on the stage and try and defuse that and put across a slightly different view of herself and what she represents in this election is going to be no mean task.
Thank you very much. Simon Marks, our correspondent at the convention there, also accompanied, well, the other day he was accompanied by Alicia Keys, today he's accompanied by Sheila E. and the Cuban band.